During my service in the United States Congress, I took the initiative in creating the Internet.
Nice, by the way.
Thank you, EJ, for that.
Thank you, EJ, for that great intro music you've given us.
Hey, save it for the show.
I'm in the show.
Are we doing the show right now?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay. Well, we're back with show number 2 of Random Inspirations. I am your host, Chris Armstrong. And to show you how much the show has grown already, I have added a co-host, EJ Hayes.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, EJ.
Thank you.
EJ is coming live and direct from the Blue Room in Edmond, Oklahoma. And not only that, but we have a special guest who has agreed to be a regular on the show, Randy Bradley, sitting right next to me.
Hey, hey, coming at you.
So we have a decent show lined up. I hope you stay tuned for it, and let's get started.
Let's do it.
Morris at the line to shoot one. First topic up, let's talk about college football.
Yay.
Yes, college football. Yes. I've been waiting for so long.
My wife called me into the living room today and said that she had a surprise for me, and that surprise was 2 football games on at one time. You were thinking something else probably, but that is my wife for you. She loves college football as much as I do, which is awesome.
That's a keeper right there.
A keeper.
It is.
Yes.
It is. My wife enjoys it if it's on, but she's not going to seek it out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Chris, what does your wife think about college football?
My wife hates organized sports in general. Which kind of sucks, but this year she has agreed to be an OSU fan. And so with OSU's first game coming up on Saturday, she has agreed to be there and wear orange all day.
Wow.
Big. So we're going to see what kind of fan she's going to be. It has been a long summer, though.
It has been a long summer.
Camps are finally over. We had several games tonight, including a state game, TU versus Louisiana Monroe, I believe.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I believe
yes.
that is right. Well, the winner was Tulsa, 35-17.
Wow.
Yes.
They have a new coach. They have a new offense, I believe.
They do.
And it sounds like they're off to a good start. They had been doing very well with their old coach.
So, what are you guys looking forward to most in the football season?
Well, I, despite being a huge Oklahoma State fan, I hate to be biased, but I'm very much looking forward to seeing our offense this year. I think it was one of 2 offenses last year that went in the, 200 yards in running and passing per game. Boise State was the other one, and you saw how they turned out. So very balanced, very exciting offense. So hopefully some of our guys turn it on this year. That's one thing I'm very excited about.
Yeah, looks like we're going to be a great team this year. I've read a lot about it, and it seems like the defense is returning a lot of starters that are going to be outstanding. It could be their breakout season. I've read recently where they haven't beat 2, now correct me if I'm wrong on this, 2 ranked teams in the same year, and we're going to play like 5 of them this year, so this could be a great season.
Well, Mr. OU fan, are you looking forward to any particular OU games coming up?
I'm just looking forward to the whole season. You know, second game of the season, playing Miami, just like the OSU game, you got to get that tough rank schedule in there. And then later on, the Texas game, it's always important. You know, another game that even if OSU is doing bad, poor, it doesn't matter. Whenever they play the Sooners, they're going to play their best game. I mean, whenever they play the Cowboys, they're going to play their best game. The Cowboys are, the Sooners are. So it's always a great matchup. So I'm just looking forward to everything, man.
Looking at OU's schedule here, and it looks like they have a pretty favorable schedule. Besides Miami and Texas, their next toughest is going to be either A&M or maybe Tech, depending on how Tech season goes. And then us, they played the last game of the season again this year. Okay, Oklahoma State's schedule seems to be a little bit tougher. They have 13 Georgia starting out, Texas Tech on the 22nd, which is week 4, A&M week 6, then number 20 Nebraska week 7, and both of those are road games. And then they have Texas at home, and then Oklahoma at OU Saturday, November 24th, which is, I believe, the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the way this is looking, if OSU can play up to their potential, then they've got the better schedule and could be a great season for them.
Well, let's close this subject out with some of your predictions. Let's start off with Oklahoma State. What do you guys think OSU is going to go this year?
Ooh. Hopefully. See, you got to think from last year. I mean, there were 4 games where we lost on the last play. So, the last play. So, potentially, gosh.
Yeah, we could have just as easily been 10-2 last year.
Exactly. And we weren't that good of a team. We were a good team, good offense, okay defense, and a great special teams, but we weren't a great team. So, if we take a step up and get over that hump, it's realistic to see a 9-10 win season this year, or even higher if things roll right. So that's my bold prediction.
So you're saying 9-3, 10-2?
9 wins. Yes. Bold. Very bold.
I'm gonna follow that, and I'm gonna say if they beat Georgia on this first game, they're gonna be primed, pumped. They're probably gonna lose to Texas, and that's it. If they lose to Georgia, I'm going to go Georgia, Texas, Oklahoma losses. Yep.
So at worst, 9-3 for you as well. And actually, that was my prediction. I made it yesterday or the day before. I thought it was a little out there for a minute, but hearing you guys talk, we could easily be 9-3, 10-2. Let's just hope Oklahoma State steps it up with their defense. Next topic, I don't know how you would even classify this. Maybe entertainment. We're going to have to make up a whole new category for this.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron or a member of the PTL club, please turn off your radio. Thank you.
Miss Teen USA, South Carolina. I don't even know her name. I don't even know when the thing aired. But if you have not heard her answer as to why she thinks 20% of Americans can't find America on the map, you have got to listen to this. So we're going to go ahead and play that right now.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
Inconceivable!
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's just hilarious.
Because some people out there don't have maps.
Yeah, some people out there in our nation that don't have maps. And I believe that our education Like as. Such. Like such.
Like such, such as.
That's the best. As in South Africa and Iraq.
The Iraq.
Everywhere. Everywhere like such as. She was using such as like a conjunction or something. It was like, no.
She definitely used like and such as filler.
Yeah, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S., because she's somewhere else, but she's saying over, and then she's transporting back real quick and saying here. Should they should help the U.S. So our education in the U.S. should help the U.S. and should help Iraq. No, sorry, should help the Iraq. Because there's more than one Iraq, but there's one that's really special. So it gets the Iraq.
And don't forget the Asian
and all the
countries.
Asians, the Asian countries, so that we will help. Build up our future for our...
Okay, here's my question. Do the other African nations just get gypped? Why just South Africa?
Well, you know, apartheid and, you know, all that stuff is bad there, so it's worse there.
Yes, definitely worse there.
But, yeah, she didn't leave anybody out in Asia. Come on, if you're going to include some folks.
And I guess Europeans are smart enough.
North Africa. Yeah, they don't really need help. So, yeah. So this is, like I ranted before we were on rolling here. It is the most ridiculous thing to put girls up in front of cameras to win some sort of pageant so she can be some sort of public speaker when they're not even old enough to know anything. They don't. I mean, yes, there are girls out there at that age that are very intelligent and know what's going on in the world, but this is the worst idea ever to, I mean, get somebody in front of however millions of people were watching this. I don't know how big of telecast this was, but just to, I mean, answer a question that was probably she already had the answer to written down. And had the question beforehand. I mean, what is this gaining anybody?
Well, it's gaining a lot of revenue for YouTube. But you're right. I mean, those smart girls out there that do know, nobody lets them into these pageants, first of all. And you're right. She probably did have some programmed answer.
Well, it sounded like to me she had like 4 or 5 questions that she knew the answer to. And this was not that question. And so she's just like rambling things that were in her other answers.
Just mixed them all up together.
Exactly. She mixed them all together and just spit them out.
You know, the only thing better would have there'd have been a big fart noise in the middle of it. That'd been the best thing you could do there. So, yeah. I read one quote here. This girl is dumb as a stump. That's a pretty good one. I would have never used the word stump, but there you go. This girl's dumb.
Okay, do you
stump.
Think she can find America on the map?
She actually did a rebuttal or answered the question correctly on USA or the Today Show. That's right. You can check it out on YouTube.
You mean her mom answered the question correctly and gave her the answer to say?
Yes. And so basically... yeah, she answered the question, and then they all clapped for her like she was a puppy that just peed on the mat. It was fantastic. So,
well, the question is, Americans can't locate America on the map, and then she's talking about South Africa and the Asian countries. I just don't understand.
Yeah, it was completely... She didn't even hear the question. You know what I mean? Once she heard the question, it wasn't something that she knew about or even had thought about before in her life. Which, I mean, how would you answer that question?
I was going to ask you guys.
I mean, like, I'd answer it like, are you kidding me? I don't think that's right. Everybody I know can find U.S. on a map. You know what I'm saying? That's the most ridiculous question I've ever heard. 1 in 5 people? Are you kidding me? But that's, you know, that's like making the announcer look stupid. You can't do that. Of course, they would probably win my vote, you know, if she just put him in his place. So you're stupid.
Well, what she did basically cemented the generalization that people have about these teen pageants. In, you know, you have the dumb blonde up there. But she definitely would have won my vote if she would have said, 1 in 5? Is that right? Because I wonder that. Is that really right? 20% of Americans can't find the United States on a map.
I don't know where they're getting these people. Maybe like some, I don't know.
The same people that answer the Family Feud questions?
Well, I got to find out what's the age group of these people that can't locate them, you know? Is it like kindergartners?
Okay, yeah, I would agree with that. You know, probably 80% of kindergartners can't find America on the map.
I mean, I can understand that.
Well, okay, let's go back to Randy's question. How would we answer that besides, is that poll correct? And I'll go first if you guys want me to.
All right, Chris.
I would say, okay, I can't do that.
Okay, here's the question. Recent polls have shown shown 1 in 5 Americans can't locate America on a world map. Why do you think this is?
Well, one, lack of education, which just tells me that the people that are in our education system are either not paying attention or not actually there. And I mean, if you want to get into this big discussion about like No Child Left Behind and all the political stuff that goes into education, we can. It's pretty boring. But I'm going to say it's, especially here in Oklahoma, teachers aren't paid enough. They teach the tests, especially with this No Child Left Behind. And you have to wonder about the methods. I'm against bringing like video games in to try and teach kids stuff. But at the same time, you have to find what works. And with kids today, it seems the attention span just gets shorter and shorter. And, you know, I'm not opposed to a good old-fashioned butt whooping.
And by the way, his father has given me a butt whooping because he was my principal, and I didn't deserve it. But that's another story.
Both of my parents are in education, so I feel quite strongly about most educational issues, mostly because they do. But that's my answer. Now, please tell me it ranks above hers.
On the 1 to 10 scale, hers is a -14.
Well, if I can get one, I'll be happy.
And yours. Yours was a 9.
I'll give you 8.5.
Thank you.
I'm generous. Randy, recent polls have shown that 1 in 5 Americans can't locate America on a world map. Why do you think that is?
Well, sir, I would have to say that my answer pertains to the lack of a well-rounded education in the public school system. And what I mean by that is that we have tests that test us on one subject, and we forget that subject after it's done instead of continuing that education of geography, math, English, all these different things combined into multiple stages of our education, instead of whenever you get in middle school, you have one geography class, and then you don't take another one until maybe college, and then it's probably an elective. So world geography is not pushed in this country as it probably should be, and I think the way to do that is to look at our education system as not as a test-per-test basis, but more of a continual basis.
Good answer.
Good answer.
How do you rank mine?
Well, I would give her a -14. I think that's pretty solid on her part. And I would give you a 9.11.
All right. All right.
Chris.
I actually give him...
Randy's more than have... than you.
That's sure. Right. That is so true.
I'm going to have to give him an 8.5 on his answer but a 9.5 on
the presentation,
the originality of the answer. Because I'm
originality of my BS.
I'm impressed by you blame it on the testing system, and that nothing builds in our education system. It doesn't build upon each other. We do one thing and then shut it down, and then we move on to the next thing. Whereas in our education, when you're starting out, you need to lay the foundation, obviously alphabet, counting, whatever, and continually build upon that.
I agree.
Yeah.
So you rounds out to a 9.
So, yes, thank you.
Good job. EJ, I don't have the transcript right in front of me, but a recent poll shows 1 in 5 Americans can't locate America on the map. What do you think the reason is for that?
I'm going to go back to the question, and that is, who are you asking, and did they even hear you ask the question? Because this is the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life. Americans can't locate America on the map. Either they're blind, they don't have fingers to point, or they're literally asleep. Because I imagine them asking some kid with hair in his eyes and like pimples on his face, and he's literally in a warm seat because he's there, that's what you do. And they ask him, and he goes, I don't know. So they count that as somebody who doesn't know. You know, it's like, I don't know who I want to know who took this poll. Was it like a nerdy dude who nobody wanted to talk to? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not going to answer that question. I refuse. That's my final answer.
Okay. And, Miss Teen South Carolina is still stuck at a -14.
Okay.
And since you really didn't follow the rules, I'm going to give you, an 8 on the answer, but a 10 on your passion.
Yes!
So it rounds out to a 9.
Yes.
Randy?
All right.
I will have to give you a 9 on your answer.
Ooh.
I will give you a 10 as well on your passion. But I'm going to have to give a third answer and say a 6 to 7 on your BS ability.
Oh, see, yeah. I mean, I'm not as good as you. I understand. But I'm learning.
I'll teach you wisely.
Yeah, see, because the art of BS isn't getting your point across. It's getting your point across when they don't know you're getting your point across. So you can argue either way. So you could argue both ways and make your point. That's the
look at that. He's already learning.
Exactly.
See, that's the non BS version of BSing. That's exactly what it is. That's no BS in that.
This girl doesn't know how to BS at all. She just
She has 0. That's what had her negative. I mean, she was actually her BSing skills was actually the worst ever. She thought she knew how to throw Africa in there and impress everybody, but it didn't work, man. It didn't work.
You know what is amazing, though? And let's round this out. She got 3rd place.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. So the girl that got 4th, I bet she's looking at it and going, holy crap.
Yeah.
You know, you have to hear her answer.
What's next on the agenda, all right, Christopher?
I guess we are going to get into... I guess this will fall into entertainment news, and this is something that Randy brought up, is the new TV fall lineup's coming out here in a week or so. A couple of my favorite shows,
yay,
House, MD, and Bones, are coming back on Fox in September. What are you guys looking forward to?
Lost.
What was that?
Lost.
Oh, yeah. EJ's looking forward to Lost.
Lost. Oh, my gosh. Has there been a better show ever? No, there hasn't. I mean, don't even answer that. Don't answer, because there hasn't.
I almost agree with you, Lost. But I was a big West Wing fan. I'd have to say that was a great show. But I'm with you on that. Lost is going to be great. The only problem is it doesn't come back until, like, January, I think it is. So we got a long time to wait on that one.
The West Wing, I always thought of Dave Bond when I watched The West Wing. Just because of all the politics.
And Dave Bond, who unfortunately cannot be with us tonight.
Yes, because his phone is not working. But he sent me an email, so
okay, he's alive and well. That's good to hear. We'll have him on in another show.
I'm actually looking forward to. I mean, I have to qualify this. I'm a big TV fan. I have a DVR, record millions of shows. But I'm looking forward to Lost, as EJ is. I'm looking forward to Heroes, a great show. I don't know if you guys caught it.
Yes.
A new show that's coming out that I'm kind of looking forward to. It's in the style of Tim Burton, but it's called Pushing Daisies. It's a really technicolor, but dark at the same time, like Burton style is. And the premise of it is that this dude touches somebody, and they come back to life. But if he touches them ever again, they die forever. And so the weird part about that is that he's found a girlfriend that he brought back to life, and he can never touch her again. So that's kind of weird.
Oh, there's the twist. Yes.
That's pretty much it for me. Host. Host. That's House and Lost put together. Host and, Heroes. That's pretty much the three I can fit into my schedule.
I'm also looking forward to 24, which comes out in January as well. Big 24 fan. Jack Bauer's my hero.
Huge 24.
I've never got into the 24 crazy.
He has shirts. I didn't either. Chris has shirts that say
CTU.
What did they say? Which is Counterterrorism Unit, which is a made up unit for 24.
Based on the CIA/FBI.
See, how do you get better than that? He hasn't. Don't you have a mug?
I do have
too?
A mug that says Counterterrorism Unit. Got it for my birthday. They just finished up 6. I think they're slated to do 8 seasons and a movie.
8 seasons. So it's actually the whole series is actually going to be over a week long then.
Yes and no, because while one season is a full day, they're not simultaneous days.
Oh, so they're not today happened and tomorrow happened in season two. So it could be
right.
Like a
there
year
are
or
there's time between
good
because
that would be the most action packed
no
week of my life.
Kidding.
That'd be like VH1's best week ever.
All right, fall TV lineup. Go check them out. September coming out. We may have links to them on the website solidroots.com. What's next up? What are we going to talk about now?
I've got. I found an interesting article on the internet, just browsing and looking through interesting things. And I can read it. It's 20 things you didn't know about sleep. And you could probably find this if you just Googled that right there, but I thought it was pretty interesting. I could read all of them if you would like. Let's see. Number one, chronic snoring can be treated by a surgical procedure that tightens the tissues of the soft palate and throat. Possible side effects include changes in the voice frequency. Two, another option involves injecting the palate with a chemical to harden the soft tissue. Let's see.
Hey, can you pronounce that word
also,
in number one?
The word in number one? No, I cannot. Shelby can, though. Uvo palate. Good night. Pharyngioplasty.
We will definitely have a link to this list on the website, and you can go look at that word for yourself.
Some other interesting ones. I won't read the boring ones. Mattresses have an average lifespan of 8 to 10 years. They grow some nasty stuff in that time. One study links mattresses bacteria to sudden infant death
syndrome.
That's
interesting.
An adult bed bug can survive up to 1 year without feeding.
That's scary.
Yes, it is. Let's see. Volvo is actually making a car that will watch your eyes and your head and start blinking its interior lights if you nod off. Go, Volvo. Let's see. People who sleep 6 to 7 hours a night have a slower death rate than those who sleep 8 hours. So, Interesting. Have a lower death rate, not a slower death rate, but a lower death rate. And who's who? So if you sleep less, you have a lower death rate.
So if you don't sleep at all, you never die?
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
In 1964, 70-year-old Randy Gardner tried it. He stayed awake for 264 hours and 12 minutes, which is the world's record. And then he slept for 15 hours.
That's
not a record, but
that's
not
11
bad.
Days.
11 days. That's flipping amazing.
Wow.
I think I would have lost my sanity by then. I don't know if you're aware that Europe usually takes siestas or naps
big
in
Spain. Big what? In Spain.
Oh, yes. Spain has launched a campaign to eliminate siestas. Thanks in part to their afternoon naps, Spaniards sleep an average of 40 minutes less per night. Spain also has the highest rate of workplace accidents. And they're the third lowest productivity rate.
Doesn't
so
speak well
go.
About siestas.
They're lazy. Yeah. Let's see. This is pretty interesting. Who knew it was that easy? A Muslim couple in India is being forced to split up after the husband uttered the word talak, the Arabic word for divorce, three times in his sleep. According to Muslim law, the triple talak, or the tri-T, is an actual divorce.
Wow.
So there you go.
Can you imagine what the divorce rate would be in America if that's all it took?
Don't make me count to Talek three times. Talek. She's like, no, I'm sorry. All right.
Does it have to be in a row or just say it three times in your marriage and you're done?
I think in a row, okay. Simultaneous. That makes it official. Let's see. Whales and dolphins can literally fall half asleep. Their brain hemispheres alternate sleeping so they can continue to surface and
I found
breathe.
That interesting.
That is very interesting. Let's see. Pretty much.
I like the number
14,
the idea that it's dangerous to wake a sleepwalker is a myth. Given the things sleepwalkers get up to do, like climbing roofs and fixing insanely large sandwiches, it is probably more risky not to wake them.
Exactly. So if he gets that sandwich, he's going to actually die of a heart disease if he eats the whole sandwich faster than he would have some sort of mental breakdown from you.
I always wondered if it was dangerous to wake him or not, but I never knew for sure.
Shoot, if you're waking, you're sleeping in my house and you're walking around, I'm going to scare the crap out of you. I'm just saying. But I'm a talker, so I'm kind of probably a form of sleepwalking. Shelby wakes me up all the time saying I'm talking to her.
You're a sleep talker?
Things. I'm a sleep
Chronic?
Talker. It used to be when I worked at my previous job and I didn't get a lot of sleep, and I asked her one time, I rolled over and kissed her on the forehead and asked her if she wanted a receipt. So, I think your work does affect you, my friend. So get a job that you like.
I was a bad sleepwalker whenever I was young. Used the bathroom in many a wrong place.
Oh, no.
Yes. And once I even walked.
Really?
A block down to the convenience store in my sleep, and my dad came and got me.
You're just standing there? I mean, what'd you do when you're down at the convenience store?
I think he realized that I had left, and I had, like, arrived at the store as he arrived at the store, too.
Gotcha. Got it. Interesting.
Wow.
I am a sleep talker. Mm. In fact, there was one time... had a friend that worked on the coffee shop bump. I wasn't great friends with him, but I always wanted to hang out with him. And one time in my sleep, I had a dream that I was talking with him, and my wife says I did both sides of the conversation. And what's funny about that is that Bump was like this hippie, and I was doing the hippie voice. Hey man, what's up? What's going on?
Oh yeah, that's good times.
Good times.
I just think it's creative, you know. You can't talk to someone while talking to yourself and not do their voice. I mean,
that's geez, true.
You got to be realistic, you know. So, wow, that's interesting.
That's one of my wife's favorite stories. Well, let's round this one out. Let's maybe do one more.
I got a joke for you.
Let's hear it.
All right. A businessman got on an elevator, and when he entered, there was a blonde already inside to greet him with a bright TGIF. He smiled and replied, SHIT. She looked puzzled and repeated, TGIF, more slowly, and he again answered, SHIT. The blonde was trying to keep it friendly, so she smiled her biggest smile and said as sweetly as possible, TGIF. The man smiled back to her once again, of course, you know, SHIT. And exasperated blonde finally decided to explain, you know, TGIF means thank goodness it's Friday. Get it? Duh. The man answered, well, SHIT means sorry, honey, it's Thursday. So, that's our positive note. We'll end on this one. I love blondes, although I did not marry one.
I wonder if we're going to have to...
So, if you're a blonde, don't be offended. Because, you know, just because you don't... There was no Africa or the Asian countries in this joke. You might not get it, but that's okay.
Are we going to have to mark this show explicit for that?
No, okay. I didn't say anything. You can spell out words. So if you're going to cuss at me, just make sure you put, you know,
okay.
Just spell it.
I've got to read you guys this. It's pretty funny. It says that a high school student who tricked football fans from crosstown rival into holding up signs that together spelled out "We suck" was suspended for the prank. Kyle Garcher, a last year student at Hillard Davidson High School, said he spent 20 hours over 3 days plotting the trick, which was captured on video and posted on YouTube. He said he was inspired by a similar prank pulled by Yale students in 2004 when Harvard fans were duped into holding up cards with the same message.
We very suck. Cool. Yeah, that's some serious organizational skills. I am very
impressed.
What's
it say about Harvard fans?
Really?
Yeah. They do what they're told, evidently. Anyway.
Randy did find the video of the We Suck sign, so we're going to have a link to it on the website as well. So this has been Random Inspirations, show number 2. For Friday, this is the last day in August, isn't it? August 31st. We'd like to thank our sponsors, as always, Blue Note Studios. They are a great company to go with. Go check them out if you ever are in the need of any creative project whatsoever. I hear that they do all sorts of stuff over there. And again, I hear they are really good-looking guys. So go check them out. We'd also like to thank Spindrift Creative for joining us today. Randy Bradley is a big part of Spindrift, and we'd like to thank him for sponsoring the show, especially since we're on location at his house. And our other sponsor, Chalk Beer, from Krebs, Oklahoma. We just enjoyed a 1919, which is very smooth, very good. Go check that out. Thank you, Chalk Beer. And the letter Z. The last letter in the alphabet, you still deserve respect, too. So thank you to all our sponsors, and that's our show. We'll see you next time.